This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
So now, Jono, we have in the studio our next guest.
Our next guest is Carmel Shute. She's here from Sisters in Crime, and you're here to talk about the 26 Scarlet Stiletto Award. We've got a couple of awards you can talk to us about. And this is a writer's award. So tell us how you began in this world of writing and the awards that we're talking about today.
Well, I blame it all on Ian Blyton.
What a lovely person to blame.
She's troubled.
And the Famous Five.
Oh, yes.
So, one of the great books.
I got addicted to crime writing at a very early age. In fact, I've bought my very first book, Five Go Adventuring Again, with 10 and 6 that I'd earned from writing letters to the Gympie Times to the children's page.
Yeah.
And that's set the course of my life, spending all my money on books and getting involved in the world of crime.
Crime and, yes, well, tell us what fascinated you. So Enid Blyton started it, but then what is it about crime that, you know, fascinates you so much?
I did read Agatha Christie, but I didn't like her books very much because the class politics were just anathema to me as a sort of young radical. And so it was really when with the new wave of feminist crime fiction with people like Sarah Perezzi that got me hooked into women's crime. And in 1990, in fact, I was going to America and I decided I should be a woman with a mission. I was going to a conference. So I said to the ABC, where I worked as the union organiser, how about I do something about the Sisters in Crime, which is started up by Sarah Perezzi in 1985. So I would go around and interview my favourite crime writers and do a TV, a radio program for them. Because in those days, you had the coming out show and you didn't need to be a professional broadcaster. So that's what I did. And we had such a great response to that program, because we did offer a feminist crime fiction bibliography. We had 176 letters, and these were in the days before you had privacy laws, so we just used that to start Sisters in Crime in Australia.
Right. Okay, so you use
very naughty.
Yeah, and you're linked with it now to the one from overseas or not?
Not really,
no?
Because
okay,
they're mainly an authors' organisation. Whereas when we started Sisters in Crime, I think there were maybe 5 women who were alive in Australia who'd published a crime book.
Mm.
So we were always a readers and writers organisation, though we do have about 150 writers in the organisation these days.
But interesting that you said there weren't very many crime writers, female crime writers, but you mentioned Edith Blyton, you mentioned Agatha Christie. So they were out there around the world, weren't they?
They were. And in Australia we had Charlotte Jay, but no one knew about her at that time. In fact, I'm doing a session at the Melbourne Rare Books Week on Wednesday about Charlotte Jay. So she published her first crime book in 1950, The Knife is Feminine. And in 1952, she wrote Beat Not the Bones. And in the next year, it went on to win the inaugural Edgar Allan Poe Award of the Mystery Writers of America. So that's one of the world's great crime writing awards. The next year, it was won by Raymond Chandler.
Right. Wow. And she was an Australian.
She was an Australian, but who knows about her? We didn't certainly know about her when we started Sisters in Crime. And this book was set in Papua New Guinea.
Right. Okay, and how? So she entered this international competition.
Well, yes. I think her publishers entered her.
Right. Okay.
And she was very surprised to win it.
Right.
But I actually had the pleasure of interviewing her in 1992 when Wakefield Press decided to republish Beat Not the Bones and a couple of her other books, and she was very, very surprised. And when I asked her how she felt, you know, vis-a-vis Chandler and the British school of writing with Agatha Christie and so on, she thought that the reason she won was because she was just that little bit different, because she'd taken crimes out of the urban jungle and put it in the real jungle.
Yeah, yeah. And what a fantastic name for an awards, the Scarlet Stiletto Award. It says everything, doesn't it? And the image you've got is a stiletto heel with, and the heel is a knife with blood on it.
That's right.
Which is fantastic. Where did the name come from?
Well, we thought it up over a few drinks.
Of course you did.
like most good things.
So we had a Sisters in Crime conveners meeting and we decided to set up a competition and didn't actually take very long because it is in the grand tradition of crime writing awards. So the British organisation, the Crime Writers Association, CWA, they've got the Dagger Awards, the Silver Dagger, the Golden Dagger, etc. So it isn't a grand tradition of those sorts of an award, but we thought the stiletto had was peculiarly feminine reference or female reference to the stiletto shoe, but it's also, of course, a weapon.
Yep.
Mm. So we thought it met the criteria, you know, very, very well, and also Scarlet, because we're Scarlet women.
Yeah. and this is the 26th year.
It is.
And you've had some quite luminous winners in the past.
So. We have. So, altogether, we have had 26 winners of both the first prize winner, which also includes a shoe.
That's the actual trophy.
The trophy is a stiletto shoe which has its heel cut off and plunges into a mount. So we've had, and we have a whole lot of category awards as well. So we've had 26 winners over that period go on to have novels published, and a whole lot of people have made their careers as a result of these awards. For instance, Tara Moss.
Yep. Oh, really? Yes. She was one of the winners.
She was. Yeah. In the old days, when our youth award, you had to be under 25.
Yep.
She was 24 and a bit.
Right.
Quite a bit. So she won the award, and then the next year she came second, and by that stage she had, you know, almost a novel ready to go with a stiletto murderer, which we always thought was a very nice
little homage to you guys.
Homage, yeah. So her, Aoife Clifford, so she got offered a contract solely on the basis of having won the Scarlet Stiletto first prize.
Mm. And do you actually have to be a writer that's never published?
No, but your story has to have not been published.
Right.
So every year we have very well-known, well-published crime writers entering, and it's very often the award goes to somebody who's fairly new. It's actually quite hard to write a really good short story. Yeah. It's actually harder for a lot of people than writing a whole novel.
Yeah, even though it takes so long to write a whole novel, but a shorter story, because you've got to get everything out pretty quickly, don't you?
And of course, the person who really made it, started all off in terms of the prize winners, was Kate Kennedy, who's now, you know, sort of doyen of Australian short story writing. So she won the first year and then she won the second year. So then we had to introduce the Kate Kennedy rule. And and so if you win two shoes, you get invited to become a judge.
Right, okay.
And the Age had to do the same thing when she started entering the Age short story competition.
Yeah.
Because she won it 2 years in a row.
So it stops them from winning, you make them judges. Yes.
That's right.
It's like the American presidency. Two terms, that's all you get.
That's it.
That's right.
Let's just go back to Sisters in Crime. Is that, what is that? Is it, you know, members?
So we're a literary society, so we've got over 500 members nationally. Most of them live in Victoria, because that's where we're most active, and we have a very, very busy calendar of events. So we have probably pretty much monthly events with usually panels of authors being interrogated. And our usual haunt is the Rising Sun Hotel. And
Which Rising Sun?
There is the Rising Sun in South Melbourne.
Right, okay.
And we also have, you know, the two competitions, the Scarlet Stiletto Awards, the David Awards. But you don't have to be a member to come to any of our events. You can just rock up and pay a fee. Or, of course, you have to pay a bit more if you're not a member.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do events at other writers' festivals. So we've got something coming up at the the Phillip Island Story Writing Festival. We've just had a couple of sessions at the recent Williamstown Writing Festival. We have events with libraries. We've had events at the Melbourne Museum, the NGV, all sorts of places.
Right, okay.
And lots of bookshops, and of course.
Yeah, so to find out more about Sisters in Crime, the website is sistersincrime.org.au. Now, let's get back to the Scarlet Stiletto Awards, the 26th anniversary. When do entries close for it? If there's somebody out there that's eager to, that's written a, because there are so many, they, people write and then don't know what to do with it.
That's right. So it's the 31st of August. Maximum length is 5,000 words, but it can be very, very short. So, for instance, Kate Kennedy, when she won the very first year, she slaved over a story, entered it, and decided, oh, she had a couple of days before she had to enter it. So just dashed one off, and the one that she dashed off, which was very short, won.
There you go. You don't have to spend too much time on it. You can just,
well, it just depends. You've got to have the idea.
It's got to be right, have the, yes.
You've got to be a good writer. You've
got to get that story in there in so many words. So it's a bit of an art, I'm sure.
It is.
Yeah. And where do you send that, your entry?
Oh, you send it to a PO box, and then we have a panel of judges, which are...
Oh, you don't do it online? You actually...
No,
old-fashioned way.
We do it the old-fashioned way. And one day we'll get down that path, but...
How many entries do you get normally?
Usually about 200.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And how many judges do you have?
So we usually have about 12 or 13, and then probably about 10 of us go away for... We do a short list, and then we go away for a weekend and everyone reads the short list.
Right.
And we always go to the beach, but I don't... It's sort of a bit... The notion is that, oh, well, when you've finished doing your stories, you can go for a walk on the beach, but... We hardly ever get to the beach.
So you might as well have it in Melbourne, in the heart of Melbourne.
But it's good. It's a very pleasant weekend.
And yes. We
work like dogs. We start reading on Friday night and we finish, you know, lunchtime on Sunday, and then we have to do judging in the afternoon.
Right. Okay. And again, you go to sistersincrime.org.au to find that information
exactly.
For the post office box. And there is a small joining.
There is an entry fee. And this year we've got $10,060 on offer.
Wow.
Which is our record amount, which we're thrilled about.
There's lots of awards, aren't there?
Lots of awards here. And we've got a very new award this year, which is the Best Bush Ranger Story.
Right.
Right.
Now, just quickly tell us about the other awards.
So the David Awards are for the best books published by women the year before. So this year, our 19th awards, we've got 127 crime books in contention. So when we started, we had 7. That was in 2001. And mind you, back then we didn't include true crime. But it just shows you the explosion of women's crime writing over that period. And Sisters in Crime does like to claim a little bit of credit for that. So we're having a big award ceremony on the 31st of August at the Rising Sun Hotel. Usually we go somewhere else, but we're going to be tarting it up. We're all going to be tarted up. The place is going to be tarted up. White tablecloths, flowers, candles.
Kala event.
And we've got a lesbian author from New Zealand coming over to present the awards, Joanne Drayton.
Right.
It's okay. 31st of August. So if
31st of August. And again, you can just go onto the Sisters in Crime website to find out about all of that.
If you're a female crime writer there in short stories, get it in, send it into the PO box. Yeah, and you could be a winner.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on a stellar 26 awards, annual awards. So
it's a Carmel Shoot. Thank you for coming in. Yeah. And,
it's a total pleasure.
Encouraging.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.